Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Final Word Daily, Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon. After the third day of the World Test Championship final, the second day of play, I'm in London, Jeff's in Melbourne. It's winter in Melbourne and he's wearing a t-shirt. It's ostensibly summer in the UK and I'm wearing a hoodie and a jacket over the top, but that's because I made the decision to move to the UK. On important matters, Jeff, tell us all about the cricket at Southampton today in the space of 30 seconds.
India resumed at 146 for three, but Kyle Jamieson was all over them. Another five-wicket haul in his short career. Got Kohli without adding to his score. Rishabh Pant cheaply ran through the tail. Rahane tried to keep things together with 49. He got bounced out. Ashwin and Jadeja got them past 200, but 217 was it. And then very good bowling from India's seamers. Latham and Conway just had to dig in. Got to tea, got to drinks. Latham got out to Ashwin. Conway got a 50, and then just before the close for bad light, got out. It's 2-4-101.
Can we start at the end of the day? I feel like in some respects, the most influential part of the day happened in the last half an hour or so when India were under the pump. I mean, Conway and Latham were I'm not saying they were infallible, but they were looking very good. They were leaving really well, especially. Latham, I thought, was set, you know, was going to be set for a long stay at the crease. But then Ashwin sorts him out with a lovely piece of bowling, extra flight, the catching cover, Virat Kohli makes no mistake. So they're away at that point. But then Conway passes 50, and you're thinking, well, we've seen Conway bat over the last fortnight. We know this guy can stay at the crease for hour after hour after hour. And right at the cusp of stumps, Kohli had the presence of mind to bring Ishant Sharma back to take advantage of the leaden skies, and sure enough, I think it was third ball back, Conway's out to that flick shot, which was his demise at Birmingham last weekend as well. And now it feels as though, even though New Zealand did really well, and there's still, I think, 117 runs in the black, 117 runs in arrears, but that doesn't feel like a lot with two wickets down. It feels to me, with the ball hooping and India having done so well just before the close, Bumrah now in the game as well, that it's almost on as even or thereabouts.
Yeah, it definitely makes a massive difference, that last 5 minutes. I suppose when I'm looking at Ashwin bowling to those two left-handers, he had them just a little bit unsure a number of times. Conway facing Jadeja as well looked very uncertain with some footmarks outside his off stump. And so there it was almost like Conway looked worse in the last 45 to 60 minutes of the day than he did before that, rather than it getting easier to bat. He had one shot where he went over the top of cover against Ashwin, which didn't look completely convincing. And then Latham was trying to drive more through mid-off and got done in the flight and got a sort of thick, not even an edge, but a kind of outside half of the bat, and it skewed up. But then, you know, as far as the other dismissal went, that was maybe Ishant Sharma getting a reward for previous bad bowling in a way, because he'd bowled very wide of the left-handers off stump too often all through the day. He didn't do it with every delivery, but he didn't make them play often enough. And so when he accidentally skewed one down onto the thigh pad, Conway couldn't help himself. He had to go for it because he'd been leaving everything outside the off stump. And that's twice now that Conway's been out to the flamingo shot that he brought up his 100 with at Lord's, but he got out to it at Edgbaston, and now he's been out to it here. Did he kill a flamingo in a further life? Are the flamingos taking revenge? I don't know, but these are questions that should be asked.
No, I agree. I mean, it was a weird way to go, given how well he was going until, I think you're right, about half an hour before the close of play. I think they bowled 26 dot balls in a row before that wicket of Conway. So they earned it. They built up pressure. And yet, Coley pulled the right rein to bring Ishant back, even though I think you're right. I mean, they talked a lot about pretty length, which was a criticism of Anderson and Broad earlier in their careers. If you recall, they used to get accused of this all the time, that they had good figures because they bowled too short of a length. And I mean, it's a long time ago now when they were accused of this, but and their approach has changed dramatically in the last, say, 6 or 7 years, especially the last two for Stuart Broad. But nonetheless, this was the way Ishant was going about it. I thought it might have been a plan to Conway, in that with Conway having looked so good off his body in the first two test matches, they were sort of saying to him, well, look, we're not going to give you that shot. And Ishant gets more swing than Shami, more swing than Bumrah. Although it must be said, I thought that Shami was the best of the bowlers before tee. His first spell was outstanding, found the shoulder of the bat a couple of times. But nonetheless, I thought that might have been like a strategic approach. But yeah, a slightly fortunate way to get the second wicket, especially after all the hard work that New Zealand put in earlier in the day. Had they gone to stumps one down, with Kane Williamson there looking pretty good too, that late cut that he played late in the day was picture perfect off Jadeja. So yeah, it was a really exciting day of test cricket. The seven wickets which fell earlier, Jeff, New Zealand seamers Kyle Jameson especially looked just born to bowl in this country. It feels like a home game for them when they're bowling.
Yeah, there's that ease in the conditions, I suppose. And we saw that with the CricViz tracking of the amount of swing that the New Zealand four bowlers were getting. All of them were getting more degrees of swing than India's bowlers. In some ways, that's down to bowling style. You mentioned Mohammad Shami. I quite liked the fact that he continued just to be himself. He didn't try to become a swing bowler. He's a seam bowler, and that's what he did. He banged it in on the seam and did get some response, and maybe could have had wickets on another day with a bit more luck. So he wasn't looking to swing the ball. Bumrah doesn't look to swing the ball very much. He swings it just the tiniest amount, but that's enough. And he was doing that. He was getting it to swing in a tiny bit and then deck away or swing away just a little bit out of the hand. And so Ishant Sharma was really the only one of the three who is more likely to be a swinger of the ball, and he did that on occasion, but as I said, kept erring wide outside the off stump too many times. No such problem for Kyle Jameson, who used every trick in his bag. He got the fuller pitched one that decked back in off the seam to trap Coley in front. Then he bowls across Rishabh Pant, a left-hander, and gives him the sucker ball after Rishabh's been pretty good for 30 balls or so. He hasn't played any big shots. And Jameson said, well, I reckon if I give you one about a metre outside your off stump, you'll have a go. And he did, and it ended up in the hands of Slip. And then that hard length that he got Ishant Sharma with, up towards the shoulder of the bat, and then the full in-swinger to hit Jasprit Bumrah on the toe, you know, all of the tricks that he had at his disposal.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, with Jameson, he has more options because he lets the ball go higher than anyone in world cricket at the moment. So he can, when he goes fuller, it's swing. When he goes back of a length, it's about the bite off the pitch, a la, I suppose, Josh Hazlewood would be the best comparison from an Australian perspective. He lets the ball go, I think, 4 centimetres lower on average or something like that. But we've seen Hazlewood bowl spells when he's quite full and quite menacing, moving it away from the right-hander, and other spells when he's kind of up at your throat. Mm-hmm. And we saw the best of both from Jameson today. I mean, the Coley review, we might come back to with the Hall of Fame in a little bit. That's going to be my nomination, not to give anything away. But yeah, I think alongside Wagner, who is such a threat throughout, and Wagner, Jeff, didn't really rely on the short ball today. It was more his conventional plan A. He didn't need to really revert to plan B.
Yeah, I suppose that's right, except that he did use the short ball cleverly against Rahane because he bowled him one bouncer. He saw Rahane have a big swing at it, a big hook at it, and spooned it over the infield. And then he decided, well, okay, I'll put a couple more in for that catch and I'll bowl him another one. And I almost felt that Ajinkya Rahane was instinctively starting to play the pull shot to the second ball and then tried to bail out of it. That was the way that I read it, because he so softly tapped the ball away that he just chipped it up to square leg and was so easily caught. But it felt like he was halfway into the shot and then went, oh God, I'm not supposed to do this. You know, I know they've set the field for this. I know they're doing this as a trap. And he just half went through with the shot anyway and ended up being caught. But he played so well, I thought, Rahane, to hold things together when, you know, they could have been all out 150 if he'd gone down.
Sorry, our Woodstock player of the day. Kyle Jamieson's now taken five wicket bags. I think I read a stat somewhere saying he's reached five wicket hauls faster than anyone by about 12 innings or something ridiculous like that. So on that basis, he's my player of the day. And I'm so glad that he's been able to make this influential contribution. He looked really good at Lords. It was rested at Edgbaston. But I think we've seen with this guy since he made his debut back in February 2020, the majority of his cricket's been through the pandemic when you consider the bubbles and all the rest of it. But he continues to impress both in terms of his economy, his strike rate, his average. I mean, he's kind of the complete package at the moment.
Yeah, he's just got a remarkable level of control, composure and options at his disposal in Test cricket, which is interesting because he looked a little bit lost in T20 cricket when he was bowling for New Zealand against Australia only a few months ago. But in the Test format, he's all over it. You could make an argument for Rahane as player of the day. You could make an argument for Conway as well. But I think Conway was able to do what he did because Jamieson had done what he did already. But Conway's determination and his judgment on what balls to leave was exceptionally impressive again. And I'd also mentioned that it was only, I think, 22 for Ashwin and 15 or 16 for Jadeja, but they could be important runs in the end. The fact that they got India up past 200, that might be something that ends up being quite significant in the final analysis.
Yeah, I completely agree. Jeff, let's take a break for 15 seconds to talk about cricket bats. We'll be back with the final word, Hall of Fame.
Woodstock Cricket, home of the finest handmade cricket bats and soft goods. Visit either our showroom or workshop and experience the magic for yourselves. For bookings, contact info@woodstockcricket.co.uk.
Final word daily, Adam Collins, Jeff Lemon, after the third day of the World Test Championship final at the Rose Bowl. My Hall of Fame nomination, I've already foreshadowed, it was the Kohli review. Not so much that he felt the need to review. I mean, I think it's reasonable with three in the bank at that stage of the innings when he was going through the gears that he would consider using it. For mine, it's the performative nature of him pretending that he's deliberating over whether he's going to use it or not. He's obviously reviewing every time he sit on the pad and give it out league before. Like, Kohli reviews when he's out. And that's okay. Like, I'm not having a crack at that. But the fact that he went down the other end and touched the pitch and pretended to think about it, mate, just do the T sign on second one. You can forget about the other 14 seconds because we all know you're going upstairs. on that occasion, there's a second layer to it today because it was so out. I mean, it was hitting leg stump 3 inches down, which means that they lost the review. I suppose with Jamieson, he might have thought that it could be umpire's call. But the way the DRS is now expanded the size of the stumps, he was on a bit of a hiding to nothing. But again, I don't have anything against him reviewing. Being the captain, the most important player, it's worth a punt just in case. But just review. We don't need the other bit in between because, yeah, it's always going to happen that way.
Yeah. Can you explain why they've got a third referral? Given the third referral was supposed to be because of neutral umpires, why is there a third referral in the World Test Championship final with English umpires?
I genuinely think they're forgotten. I genuinely think that this is an oversight because the only reason for three referrals, and it's been a bad thing for Test cricket, Jeff. Mm-hmm. We've got to get rid of the third review as soon as humanly possible because the price signals and the balanced risk of using a review has totally gone the other way since getting a third. For whatever reason, three's been the tipping point. So the sooner we can get back to two, the better. But the justification for it was simply that you wanted to avoid the implication of bias. Well, trying to accuse Richard Illingworth and Michael Gough in a neutral test match. I think this was a blue.
Yeah. The third one plus the fact that you keep them for umpire's call means that you get batting teams going through six or seven reviews, pretty much one for each player as they're dismissed. So it's not quite working as it was intended. My Hall of Fame, I think, was Tom Latham's catch at slip. The one off Richo Punt, wasn't it? Where he just, like, that ball was flying and he took off. Latham was flying as well and clasped it, fingers up, over his shoulder, while midair, pretty much. And he was having to travel backwards with the ball. It was a beauty.
Is Tom Latham the best slipper in the world at the moment? I reckon he might be. I reckon he is the safest pair of hands in world cricket at second slip. That catch he took to start England's second innings last Saturday was a pearler, and that was just as good. So I'd advance the case that even though he's been a wicketkeeper at different stages through his career, that he's absolutely brilliant in the cordon, and I can't think of anyone off the top of my head going better than him.
Yeah, that sounds fair. So I think that's it from me.
That's it for me as well. That has been the Final Word Daily in New Zealand. We'll resume tomorrow. 116 or 117 runs in arrears. I don't remember exactly, but it's roughly that. The Final Word Daily is brought to you thanks to Woodstock Cricket. Check out their website in the show notes and get yourself a 20% discount with the offer code TFW20. We'll be back tomorrow for the fourth day and then the fifth day and then the sixth day and then the weekly show and then the weekend show. We can't stop. We won't stop on The Final Word. Until then, good night. Goodbye.